From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Shelby Farrow, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Oh, hi. This is Ellie Stern. I live in Los Gatos, California.
Los Gatos.
Northern California.
No, absolutely. So what do you do in Los Gatos?
Well, being 80 years old, I'm not retired. I'm busier than ever, getting into trouble constantly. And
wait a minute. No. What kind of trouble?
Oh, well, if there's a street light that's the red light is a little too long, I will call the town engineer and let him know.
You're that person.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
You're why I got out of local politics.
Ellie, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction.
Oh, brother.
Bill, what is Ellie's topic?
Come here often, Ellie.
I'm sorry?
You know, I'll bet you hear that a lot.
So dating is not what it used to be. Nowadays, you're faced with the dread of your date discovering you don't look like yourself in OkCupid. But this week, we read about a surprising new way to meet someone the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, in an unexpected place. Guess the true story, and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play, Ellie?
Yes. In fact, I'd love to meet Carl Castle.
Oh. You and all the ladies. Well, that might be arranged, but first let's see how you do in our game.
Okay.
Let's hear your first story of real-world romance from Charlie Pierce.
The proprietors of Schneiderman's Meat and Fish, a landmark in downtown Rhinelander, Wisconsin for the past 50 years, recently added a restaurant on a patio that was built behind the store. As part of promoting the expansion of the business, for the last several months, the Schneiderman family has offered a singles night called the Meat, M-E-E-T, Market at the Meat, M-E-A-T, Market. These events occur on the second Tuesday of every month. There are happy hour drink specials, a number of bargain entrees, and dancing under the stars. There is also a contest for the best, which is to say the worst, double entendre involving sausage, packing, and on the general theme of meeting someone at the meat market. We all assumed when we started that we would be the butt of many jokes, explained Walter Schneiderman. There are plans in the works to expand the singles nights into a weekly feature. It's been working fine, he said, so I have no real beef with it. And yes, I know I said that.
A meat market at a meat market in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Your next story of dating IRL, as the kids say, comes from Shelby Farrow.
We do say that. Bar mitzvah guests have finally gained a reason to cheer Mazel Tov. Yes, these prepubescent rites of passage have become a hotbed of adult hookups. As a director in the entertainment industry, Jennifer, last name withheld, is used to attending parties with a steeper adult-to-tween ratio. So even she still laughs from recalling the very unorthodox, or very orthodox, depending on how you look at it, way she scored a boyfriend at an out-of-town bat mitzvah in Atlanta. Now, ladies, you may be thinking, Shalom Havarim, I hardly know him. But it turns out the relaxed, low-pressure atmosphere of your least favorite nephew's mitzvah might just put you at ease enough to let in that special connection. Between the manischewitz flowing and gefilte fish acting as nature's saltiest aphrodisiac, a bar mitzvah hookup is as natural as Adam and Eve and as sinful as the snake in the garden.
Today I am a man. Let me show you. Bar mitzvah is the latest hookup site for, we hope, adult guests. And your last story of finding love in a cold, cruel world comes from Tom Beaudet.
If you're single, over 75, Ellie, and looking for love in South Central Illinois, the Langendorf Family Pharmacy has become the Studio 54 of Urbana-Champaign. It all started when octogenarians Florence DePauw and Estelle Jacobson, friends since college, realized the prescription waiting area at the drugstore was filled with idle seniors quietly checking each other out. It's a natural pickup spot, said Flo, who is herself on the prowl, and not just for medicine, if you know what I mean. With Estelle and Flo's urging and help, the store has added music and refreshments to the free flu shots in the pharmacy waiting area. You can tell a lot about a person by the medications they take, said Estelle. Stool softeners? Not so sexy. Cialis? Yowza.
Here are your choices. People are meeting and finding love in one of these three unexpected places. Is it from Charlie Pierce, a meat market in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, which is now a meat market? From Shelby Farrow, bar mitzvahs, where the wine is flowing? And from Tom Budette, a pharmacy in central Illinois where the seniors come to pick up their prescriptions and hopefully each other. Which of these is the real story of a hookup scene?
I was raised in Minnesota. Yeah. I'm from Minnesota, and I have very warm feelings toward Wisconsin.
Okay. Apparently some of our audience does too.
I'm going to pick number one.
You're going to pick Charlie's store.
Yeah.
That's correct. All right. So your choice, which you arrived at after a lot of thought, was to pick Charlie's story of the meat market in Wisconsin that is now a meat market. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story.
Bar mitzvah is actually the perfect place to strike up an interesting conversation, which hopefully will lead to something more.
That was Rabbi Arnie Singer. He is a dating coach and a founder of the Jewish dating website jzug.com, talking about how bar mitzvahs are now the go-to place to meet people. You sadly did not choose Shelby's true story. That was a real one. You did, however, pick Charlie's very charming story of Midwestern meetups. I think the winners in this thing are actually us, because we got to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.